I'm Ed Gordon, and this is News and Notes.
Without further ado, we will introduce and welcome to the podium Charlene Hunter Gault, Bill Clinton, and Bill Gates.
That was from last week's International AIDS Conference in Toronto. NPR's own special Africa correspondent Charlene Hunter Gault moderated a discussion between President Bill Clinton and computer mogul and philanthropist Bill Gates. Both men spoke about women and AIDS. Charlene spoke with NPR's Farai Chidea about the crisis.
The rate of new infections is huge. It's something like 4 million per year, and most of them are women. And so, they've talked about, in fact, Gates in particular has been investing in not only a vaccine, research on a vaccine to hopefully one day cure AIDS, but also looking at other things that could help women specifically. Like if the man refuses to use a condom, that leaves women disempowered and vulnerable and infected generally as a consequence. But if these some of these things that they're now looking into in research, like microbicides and gels that would, stop the virus from entering the body, then women would become empowered.
So from what I understand, microbicides are still a hope. They're not something that you can get in a store, much less give out through an aid organization. What did they mention about their specific programs, what they're doing tangibly now on the ground?
Well, they're doing a lot. Clinton was just in Lesotho, and as you know, I was there recently too, country of 2 million people with 300,000 AIDS victims. And I happen to think that the number is probably greater. And when I was there, it's mountainous, and people don't have money. They're poor. They don't have transportation. So one of the things that Clinton people are doing is trying to figure out how to set up clinics and provide assistance to people in what young woman said when I was there, mountains beyond mountains. So that's one of the things that they're doing. So and then they're doing things to fight stigma. In South Africa, for example, there are people who sneak into the hospitals in the wee hours of the morning because they suspect they're HIV positive. And then I've heard stories, I mean, not stories, these are true situations where pregnant women who are about to deliver, when they're asked by the nurse if they're HIV positive, they say no because of the stigma, which condemns a child who could be saved from contracting the virus to contracting it. Because, nevirapine is a once-off dose that you give the baby, the infant, when he or she is born in a liquid form. You just pour it down their throats. And that prevents them from contracting the virus from the mother, even if she's HIV positive. And so you can see how severe the cultural, social stigma of AIDS is when a mother would not tell the truth to a nurse in a hospital to save her baby. It is enormous. And, you have people like Nelson Mandela, who is the icon to just about everybody in the world. And his son passed away from HIV/AIDS complications. And he came out and said, look, this is like any other disease. This is like tuberculosis. It's like cancer. You shouldn't be ashamed. And the icon who could not convince people to come out and know their status. Lesotho has a campaign, and the government there has been given high praise for its AIDS efforts, and their campaign is a Know Your Status campaign. But even so, with a committed leadership that everybody says is necessary in this fight, with people out there every day talking about Know Your Status, people are not coming forward.
Well, finally, you also did a panel on women, AIDS, and human rights that brought up some of the U.S. issues more. Having done so much work in Africa and having your new book out about Africa, how do you compare what's going on in the States to what has gone on the continent?
Well, with African-American women, it's surprisingly similar. I mean, here you have the most industrialized country in the world, and you have African-American women in inner cities, whose AIDS rates are increasing. Some of it is drug use, you know, bad needles and everything. But a lot of it has to do with the fact that so many African-American men are in prison, and they contract AIDS there, and they come out to their partners who've been waiting because there are no other men around, or maybe they're loyal or faithful or whatever, but the women contract AIDS as well. And this panel on human rights, there was a young woman by the name of Paulette who was herself incarcerated, and she talked about the way in which in the state of Alabama, AIDS victims, infected prisoners are segregated. Now, we know Alabama segregation in our day was blacks and whites, but today AIDS victims are being discriminated against and segregated. And she was complaining about how they, you know, don't administer the medicines properly. So then you really are condemned to death, whereas antiretrovirals generally have extended the lives of people with HIV infections.
Charlene, thank you so much.
Thank you, Farai.
That was NPR's Farai Chidea speaking with NPR Special Africa correspondent Charlene Hunter-Galt.